America, my name is hunger. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My name is hunger. I am ancient. I am birthed from greed. I am today and tomorrow. My name is hunger. I live on the streets. I live hidden in the suburbs. I live in factories and on farms. I live in Oregon. A family of eight go to a food bank receiving blocks of cheese and sacks of oatmeal. At home, they feed the oatmeal to their rabbits. They breed the rabbits for meat. They know hunger. He is a cousin. He breeds resignation and despair. The youngest child is five. When asked about her dreams, innocent wide eyes query, "What is a dream?" Hunger is greedy. He leaves no room for dreams. My name is hunger. I live on the streets. I live in cars. I live under bridges. I live in the north. The wrenching cry of loons is challenged by the wailing of dogs forced to eat their brothers. They mourn the disaster of being born. They mourn the skeletal humans unable to provide sustenance. They mourn the heroics and loyalty they have rendered. Isaiah tells me he once would feed his whole family for a week on one swan. Then the white man came, bringing senseless death to hundreds of thousands for their blood-stained feathers. Now the swans are protected. My children are named hunger, says Isaiah. They live in the alleys. They live in the jails. They live in the brothels. In the cities, young and old, emaciated citizens with pinpoint opioid pupils are the offspring of pharma greed, the offspring of hunger. A thin young man with outstretched claw approaches. He says, "Don't you know me? My name is Hunger, and I am your son. I live in Seattle and in Brooklyn, in Houston and in Detroit. I live on the streets. I live on the reservations. I live in the ghettos. I live in the suburbs. I live in factories and on farms. I am your child, your parent, your tomorrow."